Hello, listeners. You've tuned into Ducks Discuss, hosted by students in the University of Oregon English Department. Each episode, we'll discuss prose, poems, analysis, theory, and research going on in the world of literature. We're often joined by a guest, whether it's a student, professor, or alumni. Whomever it is, we're exploring the power of the written word. All right, let's discuss. So today we are going to be talking about the Unbound Journal, a student-run literary arts journal here at the U of O that publishes students' creative work. Today I am joined by Nathan King, Unbound's co-editor-in-chief, and I am also joined by Unbound secretary, Keegan Tippetts. Welcome, Nathan and Keegan. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here. So what brings you guys to U of O? What are you guys studying? What year are you?
I am a junior, and I grew up in Corvallis, and so U of O is a very easy choice for me, a very natural choice to stay in state. And I'm studying environmental science and Spanish, a double major, and I have a minor in creative writing, and I'm in the Honors College. So a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm a freshman at the University of Oregon. I'm from the Portland metro area. I'm studying cinema studies, philosophy as majors, and then a creative writing minor.
Great. Alrighty. So what brought you guys to Unbound, and what does Unbound mean to you guys?
Yeah, so last year I joined as an editor because I was just interested in poetry, and I was in the KID program, which is a creative writing program for undergraduate students here. And it was recommended to me by the professor that I had last year. And so I reached out to the editing staff from Unbound last year, and I joined as an editor. And because I was just interested in getting more student work going past me, so I could read more of what my peers were writing and what kind of ideas are floating around on campus.
What about you, Keegan?
I'm doing film now, but my first love was literature, right? I love prose. And in high school, I was the editor-in-chief for my literary magazine. So when I showed up here at the University of Oregon and saw the tabling event for the Unbound Journal, was there a tabling? No, I ran into a tabling event for the Oregon Undergraduate Research Journal. And they mentioned the Unbound Journal, so I hunted down the website and I was like, "Hey, let me in, please." And now I'm working for Nathan and Bryn, and it's a great time.
Yeah, that's awesome. It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun being on the Unbound team, which is awesome. Okay, so my next question for you guys is: does Unbound have anything planned for the future, like any events or anything like that?
Yeah. So this term we have community writer events, which are bi-weekly, so they happen every other week on Fridays, is our plan right now. The first one is actually this Friday, which is tomorrow, but I don't know when this podcast will come out, but
yeah.
They're having every other week, and they're announced on our Instagram, Unbound Journal on Instagram. And what they are 3-hour just basically hangouts for writers that get to come talk to other undergraduate writers on campus about what they're writing about, what they're reading, things that they're interested in. We also just talk about life and whatever. And so the whole point of it is to start to build a community of writers on campus. And so those are happening every other week this term, and then they will continue in spring term. And coffee and pastries are provided at those, so there's a little incentive to come as well. And then we also have our journal that we're publishing this year. We're doing a single edition for the whole year, and that's getting published on April 24th. So that's in spring term, but we're currently working on editing that and getting it all prepared. And then the only other thing is that we're accepting submissions for that still. So those are open until the 18th of February. That's all that we have going on right now, which is a bit. But.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a lot on your plate right now with editing and the events. But again, it sounds tons of fun. And again, people love free food. I saw that you guys have the event on Friday, but I will try to make it because I really want to go. But I have a class during that time, but I really did want to go. Leading from that, how can students get involved in joining the Unbound team?
Yeah, so if you want to work for us as an editor, or we also have positions as a creative director, which helps organize the journal, you can submit a form on our website, which is unbound.wordpress.com, or unboundjournal.wordpress.com. You can just Google it. We're not currently accepting positions for poetry editors, and I believe we are still for prose editors. But next year we'll be looking for more people because we just cycle as people graduate, new people fill those roles. So, but there's a form on our website under Get Involved.
Okay.
Which, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So if anyone is looking to get involved, make sure to head over to their website. Again, it sounds really fun to be on the team. And I'm sure you guys get to see a lot of people's creative work. So sounds like it could be really inspiring as well. Alrighty. So any information that you guys would like students to know about Unbound? I don't have any more questions about Unbound for you guys. But if you guys have any information that you guys want to share, please feel free to do so.
Yeah. I think it's the main thing I want to share is that our journal, the whole goal of it is to get students' work published and get their people familiar with the publishing process and give writers feedback on their writing from a team of editors, of people who are very interested in writing and study poetry and prose and study it so that we can give you informed feedback. So our main thing is that we're trying to get more people familiar with the process and just, I don't know, have it happen on campus more. So we want people to submit and we want people to write and work on writing and get that in front of us so that we can give you feedback and so that you can keep writing and get better at it.
Definitely. Like being in the editing room, it's really great to just see these people talking about, because they're all smarter than I am. I'm a freshman. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but we've got some really great minds editing. And one thing that I think is really big for the Unbound Journal is whether you're accepted or rejected with revisions or without, everyone gets feedback, right? So you can just submit to be like, hey, I'd like some people to look over this thing. And then the Unbound looks over it and gets back to you about what's good and what could be worked on.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for sharing the information about Unbound. I do have a few questions. They are not pertaining to Unbound. They're just a few silly, fun questions to end our discussion. So my first question to you guys is, what author or poet would you like to have coffee and chat with if you could?
Oh, I think for me right now, it would be Hanif Abdurraqib. I really, really, really like his writing, and he also seems like such a character, so full of stories, and I just love the way he talks, so I would absolutely love to sit down and talk with him.
Awesome. I have never heard of that author.
It's worth it. Worth a Google.
Me neither.
I'm going to go Google it after this.
I think I'd have to go with, maybe Zachary Schoenberg. He's a poet, which is not my immediate,
not my forte,
but I love his stuff. He does sort of surrealist abstract stuff, and I think it would be fascinating to get a peek inside that brain.
Yeah.
Awesome. For me, I think it would be, there's this author when I was a kid, her name's Gina Showalter. She writes a lot of like romance novels that has like a Fabio looking guy on the cover, but she also wrote a lot of like YA dystopian novels, and I was obsessed with them as a kid. Now reading them, I'm like, these were really cheesy, but I love them as like a middle school kid. So I would just want to like sit down and like fangirl with her over like her world building. Like my childhood self would love that. My next question to you guys, and my last question, is what book or short story or poem, anything like that, do you wish that you wrote?
I don't have a specific one, but I think if I could write a poem in Spanish to the same quality of Pablo Neruda's poems, some kind of love poem type thing, like in his style, I think that would be super amazing, and I would absolutely love that. But I think I'm quite a ways off from being able to do that.
Okay. There's this, I think it's a novella by Neil Gaiman. It's, oh God, I don't remember the name, but it's about this person going back to their childhood house, and they look into this pond and then it's sort of magical realism mixed with maybe it's just sort of in their brain. It's good. I don't remember the name, but maybe that.
Yeah. What about you?
So I also had to do a lot of thinking about this when I wrote the question, because I was like, I can't expect them to just put them on the spot without me knowing my answer. So after much thinking about it, there's an author, his name's Raymond Carver. He writes a lot of short stories, essays, poems, and he has this one collection called What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. And all of his short stories, like, I love so much, but that specific collection is my favorite. I think he knows how to write characters where you know so little about them, but just by reading like a few pages about an experience from them, you know like so much about them and you gain so much understanding about like their world. And I think that's really inspiring because I write a lot of prose and I feel like it's something that's really difficult to do, but he does it so well and like there's no plot. It's just like this person's experience, but so it's really inspiring. So I'm like, I wish I wrote at least like one short story. Like if I could write one like that, that would be pretty cool. But yeah, great. All right. If you listeners are interested in learning more about Unbound, you can head to their website, unboundjournal.wordpress.com, or their Instagram at unboundjournal. If you're looking to submit your creative work, you can email them at unboundjournal@uoregon.edu. The deadline to submit your pieces is February 18th, and you can also check out some previous issues on the Unbound website as well. Thank you so much, Nathan and Keegan, for joining me today on Ducks Discuss. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Ducks Discuss with the University of Oregon English Department. Make sure to look for future episodes, and if you're interested in getting involved, reach out to our email, englddept00@gmail.com, or look for more information on our social media at UO English Dept. That's UO English DEPT. Till next time.